Holly, first describe for us House District 119.
The district includes all of Jackson County and Swain County, and then a little horseshoe shape in Haywood County that mostly encompasses Waynesville and Lake Junaluska.
Whoever wins this primary will face Democrat incumbent Joe Sam Queen. One of the Republicans is a rather young fellow.
Aaron Littlefield is 23 years old, but this is actually not his first race. He ran for the House seat in the last election, too, in 2014. He's a graduate of Western Carolina University and lives in Cullowhee. He's married, and he's currently a substitute teacher at Jackson County Public Schools.
And what about his opponent in this primary, Mike Clampett?
Well, the post of Littlefield, Clampett is 61 years old. He's a sixth-generation native of the Bryson City area, where Littlefield grew up in Concord. He was a career firefighter 11 years ago. He retired. This is also not his first time running for the seat. It's his third time running for House 119.
Are there any sharp differences between these two Republicans?
Yes. Probably one of the starkest is surrounding education. Littlefield, as a substitute teacher and a recent graduate of the state university system, often talks about education, its importance, and feels that the legislature should be funding education better than it is currently. For him, teacher salaries are the forefront of the debate. Clampett, on the other hand, sees education as being one among many responsibilities that the state legislature has. He feels that, given that education already makes up the majority of the state budget, there's not really a need to increase that funding. Corridor K is another area of sharp disagreement. The hypothetical road that would be a four-lane highway connecting Bryson City out towards Andrews, it would be a very expensive road projected at about $800 million. Clampett's all for it. He believes that that kind of road would be necessary to open that western area up, to have more business opportunity, more job opportunity. Littlefield has called Corridor K a 1960s solution to a 1960s issue. He doesn't doubt that there are issues out in the far western counties surrounding access to higher education and health care, but feels that for $800 million, you could solve those problems more directly, without blasting out a wide road like that.
Let's talk about House District 120.
120, that is the four furthest west counties. That's Graham, Macon, Cherokee, and Clay County.
And it's an open seat forced by the retirement of the representative for House District 120.
Yes, Roger West has been the representative there for quite a while.
The two candidates, Kevin Corbin and Elliot Southworth, tell us about Kevin Corbin.
Kevin Corbin has been involved in politics in Macon County for a long, long time, and his father actually was a well-known figure out there in local politics as well. He's 54 years old and owns Corbin Insurance Agency, a business that he started. He's been chairman of the Macon County Commissioners since 2012 and has been on the board since 2010. And before that, he's on the Macon County Board of Education for 20 years, 1985 to 2005. And for 16 of those years, he was the chairman.
What does Elliot Southworth have to say about why he is running?
He feels that there are issues that need to be addressed that aren't being addressed in what he feels is the right way.
Any significant differences between these two Republicans?
The most obvious would be their position on the bond issue, the $2 million bond issue that would fund projects, in community colleges, universities, parks, et cetera, across the state. Corbin strongly supports it, feels that those dollars are needed, especially regarding Western Carolina University, which would be the recipient of the largest project on the bill. It feels Western North Carolina would get our share, maybe more than our share, as he said, of funding. Southworth, however, opposes the bond. He says it's an unjustifiable increase in debt and is just going to encumber the future children of the state with debt.
And the winner takes on Democrat Randy Hogsett of Andrews. Holly Kays is a reporter with the Smoky Mountain News. Holly, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.